So it's now time to continue with the TV, film and stream, as we have 12 treats into the new year. So this is from the 28th of December to the 3rd of January. So number one for you, we have on New Year's Day, which is Thursday the 2nd of January, and this is 9 p.m. BBC One, and this is SAS Rogue Heroes. Series 2 of the wartime romp sees the band of yobs and hardnuts facing the prospect of being disbanded, but could the Allies plan to invade mainland Europe's offer them a lifeline? It's a bit of a tongue twister, that was. Number two is The Traitors. Now, The Traitors is like a sensation now. Everybody loves it. Well, almost everybody. It's audio described for you on New Year's Day, Thursday the 2nd of January at 8 p.m. and Friday, January the 3rd at 9 p.m. on BBC One. And Claudia Winkleman heads back to the Highlands to welcome a new crop of potential faithfuls and traitors. Expect double crosses, betrayals and plenty of fetching knitwear as the contestants risk everything to win £120,000. So number three is Vera. This is New Year's Day, Thursday the 2nd, and Thursday the 2nd of January at 8 p.m. on ITV1. It is now time to say farewell to Brenda Breathland's detective, who bows out with two feature-length cases followed by a documentary on Friday that week that takes a fond look at Vera's files. I thought he said flies then. Viewers' files. Okay, so number four is The Split Barcelona. It's on Sunday the 29th of December and Monday the 30th of December at 9 p.m. It's on BBC One. It's audio described. And the divorce lawyers swap cases for suitcases when Nicola Walker and Stephen Mangan are reunited for Abby Morgan's frothy two-parter that's set at a wedding in sunny Spain. So number five is Taskmaster New Year's Treat. This is Sunday the 29th of December at 9 o'clock on Channel 4. It's audio described for you. Quite a lot is this year, which is very, very good. Greg Davis and Alex Horn invite David James, Professor Hannah, Fry Sue, Professor Hannah Fry, Sue Johnston, Melanie Blatt and Martin Lewis to try their luck at a series of bizarre, pointless and funny tasks. I know it's very popular over Christmas. Number six, we've got Lockerbie, A Search for the Truth. It's on Sky Atlantic. This is Thursday, the 2nd of January, 9 p.m. It's audio described. And after his daughter is killed in the Lockerbie bombing in 1988, Dr. Jim Swire, played by Colin Firth, embarks in this real-life drama on a dogged pursuit of the truth to uncover where the tragedy could have been prevented. So number seven is film, and it's Black Panther. This is on BBC One on New Year's Eve, 8 p.m. It's audio described, and it's certificate 12. Chadwick Boseman's newly crowned King T'Challa steps up to defend his nation, his people and his honour when a resentful rival arises in Marvel's splendidly designed action-packed epic. Okay, so number eight, we have Maria Callas, The Final Act. It's on Sunday the 29th of December, 9 p.m. BBC Two. It's audio described, and it's a profile of the opera star known as La Divina that tells the tragic story of her rise and fall. It's the perfect primer for the forthcoming Angelina Jolie biopic, Maria, which is currently doing all the festivals and will be out very, very soon. So number nine, we have Kunk on TV. It's Monday the 30th of December at 9 p.m. on BBC Two. It's audio described. And what is the meaning of life? Well, Philomena Kunk tackles philosophy's biggest question in her intimately style in this highly amusing one-off. Number 10 is Lives Well Lived. This is Sunday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of December, 6 p.m. on BBC Two. And Kirsty Walk celebrates the lives of some of the stars who died in 2024. Among them, Timothy West, Dame Maggie Smith, Annie Nightingale and Rob Burrows. Number 11, we have Missing You. It's available on Netflix. And this is audio described, and it will be available New Year's Day. And Netflix's latest dramatization of a Harlan Coben page-turner cast Rosalind Alazar of Slow Horses fame as a copper whose long-lost ex, played by Ashley Walters, suddenly returns in a twisty potboiler. And finally, number 12, we've got Gladiators, celebrity special. This is on New Year's Day, 6 p.m, BBC One. It's audio described, and celebrities at the ready ahead of the full new series. Comedians Rob Beckett, Ali Taylor, and Joel Dommett, plus presenters Louise Minchkin, pick up the pugil sticks to test their mettle. Okay, so those are your treats on the TV over Christmas and the New Year, and we'll have some more for you when we're back mid-January. So I'm going to quickly come in and give you a few of the festive treats on the radio. I've got 12 here with a lot of information, but I'll give you a little bit of information on each one. So number one, we've got a documentary, which is Saturday, 21st of December, 8 p.m. Radio 4. This is Archive on 4, A Child's Christmas. And Keris Matthews is joined by writers Lemon Sisse, Catherine Rundell and Mark Gattis to explore the magic and the sadness of this time of year. So number two is Conversation at Desert Island Discs. It's on Sunday, the 22nd of December, 10 a.m. Radio 4. And it is Britain's longest-running radio show, and it welcomes England's most successful men's football manager, Gareth Southgate. Number three is Christmas Pudding. It's a drama. It's on the 22nd of December. And remember that you can get all of these, or most of these, on BBC Sounds, if they're a BBC radio production, after they've actually been on. So if you don't get update for some reason or don't listen before those dates, you can get them on BBC Sounds. So this is 3 p.m. Radio 4. And Nancy Mitford wrote this seasonal short story for Cash. And while it doesn't compare with The Pursuit of Love, it does display her masterful wit and her acute observations of the British class system. Number four, we've got Poetry and My Poetry and Other Animals. It's Monday the 23rd to Friday the 27th of December, Monday the 30th of December to Friday the 3rd of January, and it's at 1:45 p.m. and it's on Radio 4. In this new series, Poet Laureate Simon Armitage aims to get closer to the spirit of 10 different animals by looking deep into their eyes and by looking at 10 animal poems. Number five is The Wombles to the Rescue. This is for children. It's Monday the 23rd to Friday the 27th and the 30th of December, New Year's Eve at 6:15 p.m. And it's on Radio 4, and all episodes, as I said, will be available on BBC Sounds. The Elizabeth Beresford Stories, and it's the third series of adaptations based, and it's 50 years old. Wow. So number six, we've got Carols from St. Paul's, Knightsbridge. This is Christmas Eve, 6 p.m, and it's on Classic FM, so this won't be on BBC Sounds. Sit back and relax as carols ring out from the Grey II listed West London church. So we've got Conversation, and it's the reunion. This is Christmas Day, 8 a.m, Radio 4. After a super 60-minute sweetie, four of Ab Fabs, Jays, Jennifer Saunders, Joanna Lumley, Julia Saluala, and Jane Horrocks, plus producer John Plowman, reconvene in the company of Kirsty Walk for a clip-filled reflection of the peerless comedy that blazed onto our screens in 1992. Plus, June Whitfield is fondly remembered. Number eight, it's Everett. Yeah, Christmas Day, this is on Boom Radio at 7 p.m. And revolutionary broadcaster and entertainer reads the plaque on Kenny Everett's last home. Somehow, it's an understatement about one of radio history's funniest, the most innovative DJ who died in 1995. Number 9 is on Radio 2, Christmas Day, 7 p.m. It's Maria Carey's Christmas Hour, and someone at Radio 2 should receive a bumper stocking from Santa for securing this world exclusive, as the Empress of High Maintenance Divas, Maria Carey, makes her debut as a radio presenter. So number 10, we've got Sophie Alice Baxter's New Year's Eve Kitchen Disco. And this is on New Year's Eve, 12 noon, Radio 2. And during the first lockdown, Sophie Alice Baxter began streaming a feel-good kitchen disco every Friday night from a West End London home. And it was simply joyous and went viral, leading to her getting her own show on Radio 2. Number 11, we've got documentary, and it's The Shipping Forecast at 100. This is New Year's Day from 9 a.m. Radio 4. And Fitzroy Fastnet, The Shipping Forecast, is as comforting to landlubbers as it is to sailors who depend on it for bad weather warnings. To mark this wonderful weather report's 100th year on the airwaves, Radio 4 dedicates a day to programmes including a soul music episode on the theme Sailing By. And number 12 is your ultimate Elvis song. This is New Year's Day, 3 p.m. Radio 2, and the recent tradition of Radio 2's New Year countdown continues with the King of Rock and Roll ahead of what have been his 90th birthday on the 8th of January, presented by Vernon Kay. So those are the radio highlights. I hope there's something there for everybody, and I hope you enjoyed those. And we will have more TV, radio, film, stream, podcast, radio highlights for you when we're back mid-January.